Okay, good morning everybody, and Erev Chanukah. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Chaf Dalid. We left off on the bottom of daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. We are at Minayin, toward the end of the page, a few, four lines from the end of the page, on daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored the Zuchusur for Shalema for Rabbi Kelmer Shlita Yehuda ben Rivka Leah by a lifelong Talmud, and it's also sponsored by Avi and Esti Goldstein and family, Zecher Nishmas, my dear Talmud, Zachary Goldstein, Chaim Tzvi, Ben Avram, Alev HaShalom, whose second yard site is this coming Shabbos, and Shema should have an Aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So again, we're holding four lines on the bottom of the page on Daf Chav Gimlam Beis, and what we're going to discuss today is, after learning that Rabbi Shua ben Levi derives the Isra Anah of Chametz from the Pasuk of Be'esh Tisrofu, that's what we're going to see first at the very bottom, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi derives the Isra of Hana'ah from Chametz, not from Lo Yeyachel or Lo Socha Lo Sochlu, but rather from Be'esh Tisrofu. So the Gemara is going to discuss whether we already use that Pasuk to teach something else, and is going to suggest three additional possible sources for the Isra Anah of Chametz, and we're going to reject most of them, but we're going to go through a number of possible sources. How I know that Chametz and Sharaniskal, for that matter, are Asr Ba'anah. We refer to Chametz and Sharaniskal as Kol Isurim Shebetorah for some reason, even though it's only those two Isurim, but the Gemara refers to them as Kol Isurim Shebetorah, the Chametz and Sharaniskal, how we know that they are Asr Ba'anah. Then the Gemara is going to discuss other drashos that are made from the same psukim, and the daf is going to conclude by talking about whether a person violates an Isur Hana'ah when he benefits in an unusual way, when he's Nana, Shalokidarech Hana'ah, and does one violate an Isra Achila when he's Ochel Shalo Kederech Achila? Is whether Shalo Kederech is considered a violation. So let's begin again, four lines on the bottom of the page, Minayin. So once we already pointed out that Rabbi Shua ben Levi does not derive the Isra Anah of Chametz and Sharan Iskal from where everybody else did, so Minayin, how does he know that Chametz Pesach and Sharan Iskal are Asr Ba'anah? So Dechsiv, because the Pasuk talking about the Chatos Achitonios, the Chatos where the Dam requires Rik on the Mizbeach, it says that all any chatas that the blood goes to the old moed, the chaber b'kodesh, you're not allowed to eat, rather be'esh tisareif. So it's telling us that if you bring the dam into the heichal, it's pasul, and it has to go and be burnt. So based on that, it seems extra. I don't need this pasuk to tell me be'esh tisareif. I already know that, because why does it have to tell me be'esh tisareif? Because the main winyan lagufo d'chsev hine saraf. I don't need it for to tell me the din of the chatas whose dam went lefnim into the heichal, because I already know that from the fact that it says by the seira chatas of the eighth day of the miluim, it says that v'hine saraf. So why does and Moshe Rabbeinu wondered, why do you have to burn it? So it says hein lohuva es dama ela kodesh prima. So had the implication being, had it brought the dam, had the dam been brought lefnim, then Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have had any kashas. He'd understand very well why it has to be burnt. So you see that it was already an assumption that a chatas whose dam is brought lifnim is going to have to be burnt. So what does the pasuk be'esh tisareif teach me? So tenei winyan l'kol isurim shebetorah. It can't be teaching me locally. It must be teaching me about other isurim in the Torah. And again, when we say kol isurim shebetorah, that's code word for chametz b'pesach and sharan iskal, that those are aser behana'ah. V'meni winyan l'achila. And if it's not telling me about an Isra Achila, because I already know that Chametz B'Pesach and Sharan Iskal are also about Achila, Tenei Winyan L'Isra Hana'ah, must be telling me an Isra Hana'ah of these items. Well, Ima Khan, so says Gemara, if you're going to say that I learned the Isra Hana'ah from a Chatas, so maybe I should say that just like a Chatas whose dam was brought Lefnim is Bisreifa, Afkal Yisra Shabbatorah, Bisreifa, maybe that shouldn't just teach me that there's an Isra Hana'ah from Chametz B'Pesach and Sharan Iskal, but that you have to burn these items. So says Gemara, no, Amakra Bakodesh Be'esh Tisareif. Bakodesh Besreif Avin Kol Yisroel Shabbatar Besreif. There's a miyut that says, no, only Bakodesh Be'esh Tisareif. What do you have to burn? That which is Bakodesh. But Chametz B'Pesach and Sharan Iskal are not Bakodesh, and therefore, while they are Asr Ba'anah, because we do derive it from that pasuk that there's Nisra Anah, but they are not something that you have to burn. So Shum Bar Nachmani asks, Is that really what the pasuk of Bakodesh Beis Yisraif is coming to teach me? That Chametz Pesach and Shor Niskal are Asar Bana, yet they do not require Sreifa? I mean, by Lelich Rabbi Shimon, the pasuk is already needed to tell me what Rabbi Shimon taught. Titania Rabbi Shimon Omer, Bakodesh Beis Yisraif, Limeid Al Chatos, Shesorfen Osa Bakodesh. That from Bakodesh Beis Yisraif, we learn about a Chatos that was pasul, that you burn it Bakodesh, you burn it inside the Azara. Vainly El Azobel Vab, Psule Kachikachim Memori Kachim Kalaminayin, I would only know about Chatos Psula. How do I know about other Psule Kachikachim and Kachim Kalam that became Tame, that they also have to be burnt Bakodesh, they also have to be burnt by Azara? Tamalomar Vakol Bakodesh Beish Tisarev. That's why the Pasuk says Vakol Chatos Bakodesh is Beish Tisarev. From the fact that it says Vakol at the beginning of the Pasuk, we darshan as if it were to say Vakol Bakodesh. Bakodesh Beish Tisareif. It's as if it said that all Psule Kachim, where the Makom Akhtara, that the Makom Akhtara or the Makom Achila is in the Azara, the Sreifa also has to be in the Azara. So how could Rabbi Shur Ben Levi say, Yemeni winning the Gufo, Tanei winning the Kali Srim Shabbatara, to tell me that Sharon Niskal and Chametz Pesach Rasarana? No, the Pasuk is needed the Gufo to tell me that all Kachim Psulim require Sreifa Bakodesh. So you don't bring it far afield to Chametz Pesach and Shor Niskal. So Amar Lei. So he answered back, Rabbi Yonasan Rabcha Mehay Kra Amar Lei. From this pasuk that we're about to bring, we learn that Chametz Pesach and Shor Niskal are Sabana, meaning not from the drasha that we just said from Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, that because you're right, Einachinami, we cannot darshan from there. We already need that pasuk. Rather, the correct pasuk to derive it from is what it says by the Ayel Ashlamim that was brought by the Shivas Yemei Hamilu, by the Chanukah Samishkan, and there's our Daf Yomi coincidence for today, right? By the Chanukah Samishkan, the pasuk says, "V'im yivaser mibasara milum min alechem ad aboker." That if you have anything that's left over from the basar or the lechem of the milum, so you take that noser and you burn it ba'esh and lo yeachol kikodesh. The pasuk says, "So shein tamalomar." Lo ye'achel, the pasuk doesn't need to tell me by nosar that you're not allowed to eat it. Umata malomer lo ye'achel. What's the pasuk adding when it tells me lo ye'achel? Imenu in legufe. If it's not there to tell me the din of that nosar is asur ba'achila, because I already know that. It already says you have to burn the nosar in fire. So from the fact that it needs to be burnt, obviously you're not allowed to eat it. So tonight we're in the shari sun shabbatara. So it must be coming to tell me about other isurim. Which other isurim? Chametz bepesach and sharaniska. If it's not coming to tell me that there's nisra achila by Chametz Pesach and Shor Niskal, because that I already know from the parshios of Chametz Pesach and Shor Niskal itself, it must be coming to tell me that there's nisra na'ah by Chametz Pesach and Shor Niskal. So imakad b'sreifa of kol yisurim shabbatara b'sreifa. But wait, if the source for the isra na'ah by Chametz Pesach and Shor Niskal is from nosar, by nosar the requirement is sreifa, does that necessarily mean that Chametz Pesach and Shor Niskal also have a requirement of Sreifa? Amar Krav is Sarafta Esanosar Nosar Vesreifa Ben Kol Yisurim Shabbatara Vesreifa. Now that's why there's a miyut that tells me Vesarafta Esanosar, that what requires Sreifa? Only Nosar. But other Yisurim in the Torah do not require Sreifa. So says Gemara, still no good. Vahai Lo Ye'achel Lahach Yudasa. You think that Lo Ye'achel by Nosar is coming to tell me about Chametz Pesach and Shor Niskal? Hami by Lilch Rabbi Lazar. We already need that pasuk to darshan what Rabbi Lazar darshans from it. Tamar Rabbi Lazar, lo ye'achel ki kodesh hu. The words ki kodesh hu seem to be extra. Kol shabakodesh pasul, any kachi kachim that become pasul, like a pigul that we have a machshava to eat a chutzos mano, or the dam was brought mechutz lazaro, or the dam spilled out, ba kasul liten losa se alechilaso, that the Torah is telling me there's a losa se for eating it. So achilas noso, you need this pasuk that you violate a lav to be mechayiv malchus, because from the pasuk of a sarafta as a nosar, you only see what you're supposed to do with nosar. You don't see that there's a chayiv malchus, meaning anytime you have a lav, you have a lav that's only derived from the fact that the Torah says to do this, which means clearly I shouldn't do that. It means clearly I shouldn't do something else. So the Torah says, burn the nosar. Okay, so I get it. I shouldn't eat the nosar, but that's not a lav. I'm not going to get malchus for that. So I need a pasuk that has a lashon of lav within nosar to tell me that I get malchus for nosar. So that can't be the basis for the idea that Chametz Pesach and Shor Niskal are asar ba'ana'ah. Some Rabbi Eliyahu Bekrakama. Let's go back to the beginning. from the first pasuk that we said in the name of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, where the pasuk says, "V'chal chatos hashayuva midama alo almoy the chaver b'kodesh lo seyachal be'esh tisarev." Right, that was the basic source. Ve'epuch, and we could flip around the drasha from what we said before, that we don't darshan from the words be'esh tisarev, which is what we suggested before, but go in that same pasuk. Why don't we darshan from be'esh tisarev? Because we said we learned from there that all psulei kachim require strafe of bakodesh. That we already need that pasuk of be'esh tisarev to tell me other psulei kachim require strafe of bakodesh. So where do I darshan from? The licht of rather from the fact that the pasuk says lo sochel. The licht of be'esh tisarev lo bay lo seochel. Let it say be'esh tisarev, and it doesn't need to say lo seochel because if it requires strafe of memela, you're not allowed to eat it. Ma tamalomer lo seochel. Why does it have to say lo seochel? It may not in the gufo. If it's not about teaching the isra achila of the kachim, denafka lemid Rabbi Lazar, because I already know the isra achila from that which Rabbi Lazar darshaned about nosar, that lo yachol ki kodeshu, that all kachim psulim have a lo sase in their achila. So tenayuin in the kol isra shabbat Torah, it must be coming. This pasuk of lo seachel must be about chametz bepesach and sharan iskal. So what's it telling me about chametz bepesach and sharan iskal? Not to eat it. The main in the achila, I already know not to eat it. So tenayuin in lisuran noa. It must be telling me that there's an Israel not of Chametz Pesach and Sharan Niskal. Ima kan b'sreifa, I've called Yisrael Shabbat Torah b'sreifa. But wait a second, if this is the source, so once by this pasuk, it tells me by Echatos that the halach is that it requires sreifa, should I therefore say Chametz Pesach Sharan Niskal also requires sreifa? So makra hanosar. That's why the pasuk says v'srafta is hanosar, that hanosar is an extra word, so because it could have just said v'srafta be'esh, we know that the topic is nosar, but that's a miut to tell me hanosar b'sreifa v'in kol yisrael shabbatar b'sreifa, that only nosar requires sreifa, but chametz pesach and sharan iskal do not require sreifa. So now they ask the Gemara, amle rav papa labaye ve'ema maybe we should say that even the pasuk of lo seachel that it says by the chatas whose dam was brought lefnim has some usage in its location, and you can't start using imeinu inyan and start applying it to chametz pesach and sharan iskal, because maybe liyichudi le'lav l'gufeyu da'asa the pasuk is coming to give it its own lav for a chatas whose dam was brought lefnim in order to make sure that you get malchus for it, and it needs its own lav. It can't just be included in the general lav that we have by nosar, dimid Rabbi Lazar, because if it's the only lav is derived from the lo yachal that it says that legabe nosar, that anything that's psula bekodesh, that there's a lav in the achila, a logan lav shabacholus, that wouldn't be enough to get malchus for it, because the rule is we don't get malchus on a lav shabacholos. Meaning, if you have one lav that teaches me many different isurim, yes, it's a lo sase, but you don't get malchus in such a lo sase, that would be a lav shabacholos. So if lo yachal ki kodeshu includes all types of kachim psulim. It includes nosar, it includes chatas that the dam was brought before, all types of kachim psulim, so then you wouldn't get malchus on it. So maybe that's why I need lo seachel about the basar chatas that the dam was brought bifnim to tell me that there's a separate lav so that you can get malchus on it. So it's not available to teach me about chametz bepesach and sharan iskal. Ella amra papa mehacha. So how do I know the isra of hana from chametz pesach and sharan iskal? Because the pasuk says by basar kachim that became tamei, va'basar asher yiga b'chol tamei lo yeachel ba'esh yisarev. Shein tamalomar lo yeachel. I don't need the pasuk to tell me lo yeachel. Umat tamalomar lo yeachel. Why does it say lo yeachel? That's where we have imenu in the gufo. If it's not telling me about basar kachim that became tamei, that you're not allowed to eat them, ta nafkalei, because I already know you're not allowed to eat basar kachim that became tamei mikal v'chomer mimaiser, because I derived that from a kal v'chomer from maiser sheni hakal, which is more lenient than basar kachim that became tamei. Umma maiser hakal omra torah maiser sheni, which is kal. The Torah says lo biarti mimenu b'tameh. The part of the vidui maestros is that lo biarti mimenu b'tameh, that you're not allowed to eat it while you are tameh. So you have to say in your vidui maestros, I didn't do anything wrong, I didn't eat it while I was tameh. So basar kodesh chamer lo kolshkein, basar kodesh, which has a higher level of kedusha than maestros sheni, for sure you're not allowed to eat it while it's tameh. And therefore the lo yeachel that it says by basar kodesh that became tameh is extra. And what do I do with it? I use it to teach me the isra hana for chametz of Pesach and Shara Niskal. So says the Gemara, V'chi Tema, and if you're going to say that I need the Pasuk to tell me the Isra of Achila for Basar Kachem Shanitma, because Ein Masirin Min Adin, we cannot learn an Asara for an Isra in order to give someone Malkus based on the Kal V'chomer. Meaning, why are you saying that I already know that I'm not allowed to eat Basar Kodesh Shanitma? Because it's a Kal V'chomer from Isra. That's nice, but you can't give an Asara based on the Kal V'chomer that will then result in someone getting Malkus. So you can't say a Kal V'chomer from Isra Sheni. It's not going to work. So says Gemara, it's not a Kal V'chomer, Hekeshahu. It's really a Hekesh. Tchsiv, Losucha Lechol B'Sherecha, Meiser, Degoncha, Tirosha, Vitzerecha, Uvachoros B'Karecha, and the Pasuk goes on, V'tzoncha, V'chol Nederecha, Shartidor, V'Nidvosecha. So the Pasuk apparently links Meiser Sheni to a Korban that you made a Neder and a Dava on, which is a Korban Shlamim. So from that Hekesh we learn that just like there's a Losase of eating Meiser Sheni that became Tamei, so too there's a Losase of Achilas Pasuk Kodesh that became Tamei. And therefore, since I derived the Isra Achila from a Hekish, that's enough to give me Malkus. I don't need a Pasuk to tell me that I get Malkus. So, Matam Alomer Lo Yeachel, why does the Pasuk then have to say Lo Yeachel about Pasuk Kodesh that become Tamei? Emenu in the Gufa, Tanei in the Kol Yisrin Shabbat Torah. Because if it's not teaching me about the dinner of Pasuk Kodesh that became Tamei, let it be teaching me about Chametz B'Pesach and Shara Niskal. V'Emenu in the Achila, and it's not telling me that Chametz B'Pesach and Shara Niskal are Asur B'Achila, because that I already know. Tanei Winila Na'ah, it's telling me that they're Asur B'Na'ah. Ima Kan B'Sreifa, Av Kol Yisrin Shabbat Torah B'Sreifa. So the Gemara has the same kasha it's been asking all along. But wait a second, if the source for the Isra Na'ah of Chametz B'Pesach and Shara Niskal is something that has to be burnt, so should I say that Chametz B'Pesach and Shara Niskal needs to be burnt? So Amar Kra, Hanosar B'Sreifa V'en Kol Yisrin Shabbat Torah B'Sreifa. No, that's why we have a miut. The pasuk says Hanosar B'Sreifa. So we darshan that all other Yisrim Shabbat Torah, namely Chametz B'Pesach and Shara Niskal, do not require Sreifa. So Amar Le'Ravin Le'Ravashi V'en Malavra Lo B'Shnei Lavin. Okay, now you've given me a pasuk that's not needed for anything else, and we can say Imeinu Inyin, that the pasuk is not really needed in its original location about pasuk Hashem that became Tame. Rather, I can use it for Chametz B'Pesach. I could use it for Shara Niskal. But how do I know that I should take a pasuk out of its context and use it by Chametz B'Pesach and Shara Niskal? Maybe I should keep it in its context. I already know that it's Aser Shnei Lavin. Let it be that you violate Shnei Lavin and that you get Malkus twice for it. So the Pasuk says by Basar Kodesh Shnitma, it's unnecessary by Basar Kodesh Shnitma, but maybe the Pasuk wants to tell me that I'm Chayiv two Malkios for Basar Kodesh Shnitma. I get 39 times two Malkios. So how do I know that it's a main Inyan? So Lavi Am Rabbi Achal Putisa. After all, don't we have such things that you can be Chayiv multiple Malkios for doing one Isser? For example, a person eats a putisa, which is a type of sharet samayim, a type of non-kosher fish. Loka arba, he gets four malkios for that one achila, because the Torah says on all types of shratzim two different asaros. By sharet samayim, there are another two asaros. That's four malkios. Nimala, if he eats a bug, that's a sharet haaretz. Loka chamesh, the two malkios that he gets for all mine sharets, and three other malkios for asaros that the Torah says dafka by sheretz haaretz. So that's going to be a total of five malkios. And sira lokashesh, if it's a certain type of flying insect, then he's going to get six malkios. The five that you have for the mold for the bug, and another one for the lav that it says by sheretz haof. So you see that sometimes the Torah will say many asharos for the same iser to tell me that you get many malkios. So how can you say that it may no Indian, that a pasuk that it says about pasuk kodesh shenitma is not at all about pasuk kodesh shenitma because it's unnecessary? It must be about chametz pesach. No, maybe it's about pasuk kodesh shenitma and it's telling me an extra malkus. Now the rule is that whenever there is another drasha to be made, we try to make that other drasha. We'd rather not say that it's just extra lavin. All those cases that we just quoted that they have extra lavin, that's only when there's nothing else to be, that when we have nothing else that we're able to do with that drasha. But if there's something else that we're able to do with it, then we'd rather not say extra lavin. Meaning it's preferable to say, which is somewhat counterintuitive, but it's preferable to say that it's talking about some other parsha in the Torah that's got nothing to do with this than it is to say that it's about this, but just to give an extra malchus. Now, the sheet of the Rambam in Hilchos Machlokes Perek Beis is that when the Torah says Shnei Lavin about one inyan, you only get 40 malchus. You don't get 2 times 40. It's only when the Lavim are mechulakim semizeh and their nitzarif, they happen to meet in one spot. But whenever it's the only way to violate both Lavin is by doing this act, and this act just happens to have multiple Lavin associated with it, then the Shita Sarabim is you're only going to get one set of Malkios, only 40 Malkios. The Ramban, in Hasagos to the Sefer HaMitzvos in Shoresh Tes, because this, the Rambam mentions in Shoresh Tes of Sefer HaMitzvos as well, not only in Ilkhs Machol Surus, so the Ramban over there in Shoresh Tes says that that's against our Gemara, because Abaye asks from the fact that the Torah wants to ask Rachilus Kachem Tmeim Bishnei Lavin, right? So like Ochel, that it should be just like Ochel Putisa, where you look at Arba. Well, wait a second. If any time something is just Shnei Lavin for doing the same thing, you're only going to get one set of Malkus. How could Abaye be asking that instead of saying Yemeinu Inyan, make it Lavra Lav Bishnei Lavin and get 2 Malkios? He's saying clearly get 2 Malkios because he's comparing it to Ochel Putisa and Ochel Namala and Ochel Tzira, where there are multiple Malkios. So from the Rambam, it seems that the Rambam understood exactly that's what the Gemara's answer was, that I'd rather make the drasha about something else than making it about an additional lav, because anyway, the additional lav doesn't add anything. Meaning, why is it that I'd rather say Yemeinu Inyan than to say that it's an extra lav over here? Because if it's an extra lav over here, it doesn't even give you another malchus. It doesn't change anything la'alacha. So I'd rather that anything in the Torah, any word in the Torah, teach me a new halacha, rather than to just be totally redundant. If the Ramban were right that every time you have multiple lavin for the same exact act, you'd get multiple malchios, then it's totally counterintuitive. Why would you say that in Meinu Inyan, if you could just have it in the Parsha, teach me an extra malchus? But that's good for the source of the Ramban, you must not get an extra malchus, and that's exactly why we'd rather say Imeino Inyan. So says the Gemara Vayter now. Once we explain that Lo Yachal, that it says by Basar Kachim that became Tameh is Eino Inyan, it's coming to really teach me about Chametz BePesach and Shara Niskal that are Asur Bana. So now the Gemara says, okay, now let's look at the rest of the pasuk. So the pasuk says Basar Shayiga B'Chol Tameh Lo Yachal. So the word Vahabasar Dereshe Lameli. What's that pasuk? What's it telling me? Couldn't it have just said Ashayiga B'Chol Tameh Lo Yachal? Sounds to Gemara, the word v'abasar is l'rabos etzim levona, to tell me that even etzim levona that were niskadish to be brought on the mizbeach, that they're inedible substances. Etzim are wood, levona is some sort of spice that's not edible. It's like a besamim that's not edible, but nevertheless they're makabel tuma. We've already learned that they're makabel tuma, right? That's the concept of chibas kodesh, which we've had a few times. That sometimes you can have something that's makabel tuma even if it's not in the ochel, but it's makabel tuma like an ochel based on chibas kodesh, right? Chibas kodesh accomplishes 2 things. It can take away the necessity for hechsher lekabel tuma, that you don't need something that we already learned on daf chaf, right? That you don't need hechsher lekabel tuma when something has chibas kodesh. And you can have something that's inedible and still it's going to be mekabel tuma as just like ochlin. So etzim levona are mekabel tuma. So that's what we learn from vahabasar. So the Gemara asks from the hemshech of the pasuk vahabasar kol tahar yochal basar deseife lamali. What's the end of the pasuk coming to teach me? L'rabel seimurin, to tell me that the varim and the chalavim of the karbanos that were brought on the mizbeach, that if they become tameh and adam tar eats them, that he gets Malkus for tuma. So the word va'abasar is darshened like the hemshut for what it said in the previous pasuk. Va'abasar sheyiga b'chol tuma le'yachel be'ishi saref va'abasar. That even on the emurim you violate the iser if they became tameh. So emurim mehasam nafka. Ask the Gemara, no, to violate to be in violation of a lav if a Torah person eats emurim tameim. I learned it from another drasha. D'tanya, because the Brisa tells us when it comes to achilas kachim betuma. V'nefesh asher tochal basar mizevach hashlam v'asher la'ashem. Pasuk says, v'tumasal Allah v'nichsa nefesh imeimeha. So from the words asher la'ashem, those are extra. L'rabbel says emurin. We darshan to include the emurin, that the emurin are asher la'ashem. They're the part that's brought on the mizbeach la'ashem. So it tells me that you violate the isra of achila b'tumah when it comes to emurin. So what is v'abasar needed? Why do I need v'abasar to be in marbe emurim? So says Marna Hasam, by asher la'ashem, the pasuk is telling me that emurim, to eat them b'tumas haguf b'kares, that if the emurim are tar and you're tameh, you're chayav kares. Hacha, tumas basar belav. Over here by v'habasar, it's telling me the emurim are tameh and you're tahar. So those are two separate isurim, and they have two different onshim, right? If you're tameh and the emurim are tar, you're chayav kares. That's, you're right, that's included v'anefesh v'tochal basar mizav v'shalom v'shalom v'tumasalo v'nichrasa nefesh. But as far as the drasha we're trying to make from the extra word v'habasar, that's if you're tahar but the emurim are tameh, then it's only going to be a los. Good, that ends part one of the daf. Now the Gemara discusses a broad rule when it comes to violation of Isurim, Macholos Asurus in particular. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Isurim Shebetorah in Lokan Alein Ela Derech Achilasan. The only time you violate Nisra, the only time you can get Malkus for violating Nisra Achil in the Torah is if you eat it in the normal way that a person would eat it. Lemute Mai, what is that coming to exclude as opposed to doing what? Samar Simbarashi, Lemute Shem Achal Chelev Chai Shepater. If you eat raw chalev, apparently raw chalev is inedible. People would only eat chalev when it's cooked. So if you eat raw chalev, then you're potter, because that's not the derech of people to eat chalev. Ikata Amri, Amr Rabbi Yavar, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Some say Rabbi Yavar, Amr Rabbi Yochanan said a much broader rule, that kol yisurim shebetorah in lokan ela derech hana'asan, that any yisurei hana'a in the Torah, not only yisurei achila, any yisurei hana'a in the Torah that you benefit from in an unusual way, you don't get malchus from. Lemute ma, what would be hana'a in an unusual way? You take a shara niskal and you put the chalev of the shara niskal, which is asrbana, the whole shara niskal is asrbana, and you put it on your wound as an ointment, as a treatment for your wound. Shupatr, because that's not a normal way to use chalev. We don't use it for refuah. People use chalev to eat chalev, to burn chalev, to treat hides of animals with chalev. No one treats their own skin with it. And certainly, obviously, if you eat chelev chai, which also is a highly unusual way to do it, so that's going to be potter. So this is an important principle, that anytime you do something shalok ederech, then there's not going to be malchus if it's shalok ederech. The Rabbeinu David over here, Rabbeinu David is one of the major Rishonim in Maseches Pesachim. You don't have him in many other, I don't think any other Maseches, but in Maseches Pesachim, Rabbeinu David is one of the major Rishonim. So Rabbeinu David over here says, when you eat shalok ederech achila, it's not called achila at all. And he says that lashon is only by achila that we say that. But lagabe anah, even if shalok ederech, it would be considered anah, meaning according to this lashon, the first lashon of the Gemara, where it's only a rule by achila, not a rule by Ana'a, so that's because it's simply not called Achila. Rav Elchanan of Kovit Shurim writes that that's a klal gadol in all Dine Torah, that all Dine Torah are only b'kedarkam. Shelo kedarkam, it's not included in the Yisadar Raisa. So this, we're most familiar with this when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos, that you do a Melecha Shabbos with a Shinoi, right? You do it with your elbow, with your left hand, but really by Melecha Shabbos it's a little bit different. The Eglei Tal in its Psicha has a very important Ha'ara about how different it is in Hilcha Shabbos. Meaning, let's say I decide to eat a cheeseburger, but I'm going to do it while I'm standing on my head, right? So is that going to be shalok ederech? Because who eats cheeseburgers standing on their head? People eat cheeseburgers, I don't know, I never saw somebody eat a cheeseburger, but in the commercials, they're sitting there at McDonald's and say, this is delicious. They eat cheeseburgers normally, sitting around like a family or whatever. So while I'm going to do it standing on my head. So that's not called shalok ederech achila. I'm eating it in the normal way, I'm chewing it in the normal way, I'm swallowing it in the normal way. No, shalok ederech achila is always going to be about the cheftza, a misuse of the cheftza. But if the gavra just happens to be doing something in an unusual way, means is it about the poel or the nifal? The thing being eaten or the actor doing the eating? So it's dafka din in Hilcha Shabbos that when the shinui is in the actor, not only in the nifal, not only in the thing that's being eaten, that also counts as a shinui, dafka in Hilcha Shabbos. Because in Hilcha Shabbos you have a principle called Melechas Machsheves. So that Melechas Machsheves means that there's an extra level of mindfulness and a focus that's necessary in order to be in violation of Yisurei Shabbos. So that's the Ha'ara of the Eglei Tal. And that's how he explains why it is that when it comes to Ksivas Haget, the Nosei Kelim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Chalkas Mechokek and Eben Ezra and the Beis Shmuel and the Pri Chadash say that the reason that Get that's Nichtav Bismol is Kasher. Pasuk says, because of La Sefer Krisos, you need to do Ksiva. So whatever the definition of Ksiva is, you need to do it, right? So yet, when it comes to the Malach of Kosev on Shabbos, apparently if you're Kosev Bismol on Shabbos, that's called a Shinoi, and therefore it's not a violation Minat Torah. It's only a violation Midrabanan. If a person has to check into a hospital and they ask you to sign papers, so that's what they recommend. Sign with your left hand or something. First say, I'd rather not sign or whatever, but if they make you do it, so then sign if you have to do it and you need treatment, so sign with your left hand, because that's a Shinoi on Shabbos. But what about why by Ksivas Haget then? Is it a perfectly kosher get? Shouldn't it not be a fulfillment of the Kasav? No, but that's the principle, that since the Shinoi is not in what's being done, it's just in how you, the poel, the actor, is doing it, so that's not called the Shinoi when it comes to Ksivas Haget, but it is called the Shinoi when it comes to other Yisurim in the Torah. Now, Rabbeinu David explains the second lashon of the Yisur Hana'a, that Kol Yisur Hana'a Shabbat Torah, Ein Lokan Alein Ela Derech Hana'asan, that lashon holds that even a Hana'a Shalok Derech, you don't get Malkusan, because even though you are getting Hana'a at the end of the day, but when it's Shalok Derech, since the Torah says that Yisur Hana'a, B'lashon Achila, we're Makish Achila Ta'ana'a, meaning Rabbeinu David had explained, why is it that Achila Shalok Derech Achila is not a violation, because the word Achila means in the normal way. When it's not in the normal way, that's not called Achila. Yeah, but Hana'a, it never says the word Hana'a in the Torah. I only know it from the fact that it says Lo Yeyachel or Lo Soch, Lo Soch, Rabbi Yevo, Chizkiah. We already had all the Shittos about how I know Yisrael. It never says the word don't be Nana from it. So you can't say, oh, it's a technicality that's not called Hana'a. First, it never says not to get Hana'a, and you are getting Hana'a. You are getting pleasure from it. So why is it how do we explain this second Lashon over here that it's considered Shalok Kederach is not considered a violation of Hana'a? It must be because of the Isra Hana'a's derivation from the Lashon of Achila. And by Achila, it's not technically Achila when it's Shalok Kederach. So Memela Hana'a is also not technically Hana'a when it's Shalok Kederach. So that's why we said, if you take the Chelev of Shor Niskal and you put it on Gabe Makaso, so you're going to be potter. The Rishonim ask, well, wait a second, why are you going to be potter? Don't we have a principle in Masechta Shabbos, Sicha Kishtia, that when you anoint something, it's when you put something on your skin, when you rub something on your skin, it's the same thing as drinking that item, that's a principle in Halacha, that we have Sicha Kishtia. So shouldn't we consider this as if you were Shosa, the Chelev, and therefore you should be Chayiv for drinking the Chelev? So the Rishonim are bothered by this Kasha. So Tosos, the Rash Mishans, the Tosa Rash, both suggest that you didn't put the Chelev Mamish on your guf. You put it on on some type of dressing for a wound, that you then put the dressing over the wound. And that's not really like Sicha. Sicha is only when you rub it directly on the guf. But if you just put it on a bandage, and then you put on the bandage, that's not even Sicha. So that's really Shalok Kedarach. Or they answer, the Rishonim say, that we only say Sicha Kishtia when it's a Sicha Shal Tainug. Even by Yom Kippur, which is more chamor, the Gemara Yuma Devayin Zayin says that if Yeshul Chatotin Barosho, if a person has some sort of skin inflammation or something like that, then he's allowed to be Losuch Kedarko. I Sicha Kishtia, you're not allowed to anoint your skin on Yom Kippur. So apparently that's not called Sicha Kishtia. So one might have thought, no, that's only by Yom Kippur where the mitzvah is Inui. So since the mitzvah is Inui and this isn't L'shem Tanug, it's only to treat some sort of problem with your skin. So that's why by Yom Kippur it's not a violation. But this comes along, these Rishonim, and they say, no, Tosra Ben Peretz and others, Tosra Rush, and say, no, that's a rule about Sicha Kishtia, that Sicha Kishtia in general is only when it's L'shem Tanuk, not when it's L'shem anything else. Rabbeinu Tam says that Sicha Kishtia is only by Shemen, that it doesn't apply because Shemen gets more absorbed in your body. Why is it that Sicha Kishtia? Because just like when you're Shosa, that which you drink gets fully absorbed in your body, so too, Shemen, which gets more absorbed in the body, we're going to say Sicha Kishtia, but that which does not get absorbed in the body, we're not going to say Sicha Kishtia. There's a lot to say over here. There's a discussion about Achila Gasa. Is that called Shalok HaDerech? a person eats something b'achila gasa, you're already totally full, and then you eat more. So that's an achila gasa. So it could be that there's a difference between when the maichel itself is not kederach hanaso, like you make it bitter, you put something disgusting in it, you eat it when it's too hot, so it's going to burn your throat, something like that, versus when the maichel itself is perfectly good, it's the cheftz is fine, it's just the way you choose to eat it, or the circumstance during which you choose to eat it, is shalok kederach. So the Mishnah Melech quotes that the Gemara in a number of places says that achila gasa is not called achila. So if you eat isurim b'achila gasa, you're going to be pater, except for by basar b'chalav and kelei akerem, where you even get malchus when it's shalok kederach. That's the Gemara talks about in Yuma, if you eat on Yom Kippur b'achila gasa, that you're going to be patur. Tosos in a couple of places in Shas points out that there's shnei minei achilas gasos yesh. There are different types of achila gasa. There's achila gasa where you're just not hungry, and there's achila gasa where it sickens you to even think of food, and still you eat. So there are different types of achila gasa. So it could be that there are different levels in terms of that. So anyway, says Gemara Vayter, it marnami yom rav acha barav yom rav asa yom rav yochanan. Hini achil v'shar niskal gavim akaso patur. If you anoint yourself with achil v'shar niskal, you're patur. Because that's not considered derech hanasa. Am Reb Zera from the Nami Tanina. We have a Mishnah that says just like this. Ein sof kines harba'im mishum arla ella aliyotzim in azesim in anavim bilvad. That a person only gets malchus for drinking arla juices if the juices are from grapes or olives. Vila mitutim te'enim v'rimonim. But you have all other fancy fruit juices. You have strawberry juice. You have fig juice. You have pomegranate juice. So lo, you don't get malchus on even though it's arla, and you get malchus for eating arla by drinking the juices of those fruits, even if they're arla, you don't get malchus. My taima, la mishum dokal cholu derech hanasan. Isn't this because of this principle that it's not called derech hanasan? Some leabai bishlam yashmin pre gufa de lokal chole derech hanaso shapir. If you were to tell me that somehow you ate a strawberry in a weird way and then you don't get malchus for eating a strawberry of arla in a weird way, or you eat a pomegranate of arla in a strange way, then you'd have a good raya that shalok kederach you don't get malchus for. Elahachom mishum zeh bialmahu. Over here it's because you didn't even eat the fruit of arla. You didn't eat arla. What did you eat? You ate zeh bialma. You ate the sweat that comes from the fruit. Meaning we assume that the juices that come out of fruits other than zeisim va'anavim are not even really fruit juices. They're just considered the zeh bialma. So that's why you're not going to get malchus. That itself is an interesting idea, that it's only considered zeh bialma and you're not going to get malchus. The Rishonim raised the question, how can it be that if you drink pomegranate juice of arla that it's only zeh? What about the principle that we have in all of Shas of Tam Ki Iker, principle of Mesach Savat Zar, Mesach Schulin, that Tam Ki Iker, that if something tastes like the Isser, then it becomes the Isser? So shouldn't we say Tam Ki Iker of arla, the juices of arla are the same as eating the arla itself? So the Rashash quotes that Tosos in Maseches Brachos Dav Lamedtes, and the Rush in Maseches Brachos say that only that when you have like water that you cooked vegetables in or you cooked fruits in, and therefore the tam goes to the water, meaning you make a vegetable soup, so you taste the vegetables in the water, do we say tam ki'ikr? But mayim that's yotze mehem, that does not have the tam of the peros at all, and therefore we don't say tam ki'ikr. One might have said the opposite. One might have thought that by mayim, my yotze mehem, I would think that's much more connected to the fruit. The Chacham Tzvi writes that there was a havamina to say that the holding of tam ki'ikr is only mimaychel lemaychel, not mimaychel lemashke. That it's only when food goes to other food, but not mimaychel lemashke. So that's why the Gemara gives this example. So this is, you have to learn Yardei. And Simon Kofei, we discuss in great detail that the din of tam ki'ikr, Chavis Das of their rights, tam ki'ikr daraisa, is only after there are limudim ta'asr that which is yotze min adavar. But first comes that which is yotze. Like by the Nazir, the Torah asrs yayin, that's yotze min anavim, and in the din tam ki'ikr, it's that the tam is not batal barov. But when there's no isra on the yotze mehem, then there's also not going to be an isra on the tam mehem. So anyway, so that's a major kasha that has to be dealt with over here. Whatever happened to tam ki'ikr? Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Abaye, Kol Modim, there are a couple of places where even shlo kederech, you're going to get malchus. What are those examples? Bekilei akerem, shlo kederech, shlo kederech hanasan. That if kilei akerem, you get hana'a, shlo kederech, you get malchus. My time, mishum delok sivu achila, because the Torah never uses the lashon achila when describing the Isra of kilei akerem. What does it say by kilei akerem? Lo sizra karmacha kalayim pen tikdash hamaleya azar shatizra tvasa karen. So we darshan tikdash as a nutrikun of tukad esh, that don't get hana from the client, rather tukad esh, light a fire and burn it in the fire. So it's only when the iser is said beloshen achila, like we have by chametz, that's where we say that you're only in violation if it's derech achila or derech hana'a. But when the iser is said beloshen acher, like pen tikdash, pen tukad esh, that we're going to assume is that you're going to get malchus even shalok kederech. So meisvei isa ben yudomer minayin lebasar b'chalav shu aser. How do I know you're not allowed to eat basar b'chalav? Right, the Torah never tells you not to eat basar b'chalav; it just says lo sevashal three times. So nemar kan, it says by basar b'chalav ki am kadoshata. It says ki am kadoshata shemakach lo sevashal gudi b'chalav imo. V'nemar la'alan, and it says by the isa treifa va'anche kodesh tiyunli, and it goes on to say basar b'chalav treifa lo sochelu. So we learn a gezeira shavra from basar b'chalav to basar b'chalav from treifa. Mala halan asur, just like a treifa is asur b'achila, afkan asur basar b'chalav must also be asur b'achila. Ve'enli al b'achila ba'ana minayin, that only tells me nisra achila basar b'chalav. How do I know that it is nisra ana? So Marta kal v'chomer uma orla shlo nevda ba'avera asur b'ana basar b'chalav shenevda ba'avera eno dinche asur b'ana. In order to have orla, you didn't have to do any avera; you just plant a tree, and automatically the first 3 years of orla, and yet the produce of that is still going to be asur b'ana. Basar b'chalav, in order to have basar b'chalav, someone had to do an aveira. Someone had to cook the basar together with the chalav, which is nisra in the Torah. So all the more so that's going to be asur b'hana. So these are two exceptions, kilei akerem and basar b'chalav, where it never says the lashon of achila, and therefore memela, even shalom kederach achila, is going to be included in the isser. We'll pick up from the top of Mamad Aleph tomorrow.